Oh my God, we good. All right, this is how we starting off today's podcast, bro. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and motherfucking girls, welcome to another episode of Let's Keep It a Buck, the hottest podcast in the land.
Yes, sir.
The craziest numbers. We have 9.6 streams across all platforms. We're growing slow and steady. Emphasis on slow right now, but it's steady. Shout out to the YouTube people. Shout out to the iTunes and Spotify people for holding it down. But ladies and gentlemen, today we have another guest on the show, the one and only King of the Fourth Quarter, Kenny Beecham. Say what's up to the people, man.
What's up, y'all? I appreciate y'all inviting me on.
Hey, we appreciate you for coming on, man. I know you got an extremely busy schedule, man.
I feel like people say that. It ain't that busy, bro. I got plenty of time on my hands. Yeah, I got plenty of time, bro.
Really? That's surprising. Because I was thinking of questions to ask you for the pod, and I was like, yo, like, this man be grinding on the YouTube shit.
Word.
But before we get into the questions, we got the usual crew out here today. We got Dom, we got Wordu, we got Justin in the background. Say what's up to the
what's
people,
up,
man.
We back for episode 9.
What episode we on, bro?
Are we 9?
Oh, man. Yes, this is.
Yes, sir. This is 9.
I know, because I can't count past 9. Once we get to double digits, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, man, no more looking back from there.
Once you get to double digits, it's GGs all day.
GGs. All right. Let's get this interview underway, boys.
That ass. I mean, y'all got anything to say to the people?
I got energy.
Holy
this
shit.
Week.
What's up, people? Thank you to all the YouTube people for the 2018 playoff LeBron carrying these numbers.
Boo.
You know, boo. Everybody on Spotify over here looking like George Hill.
Oh, my. Yo, shout out
right
to the
now.
Spotify people.
Y'all choking these numbers.
Yo, we're
right
trying to get
now,
that
man.
Joe Rogan back one day, bro. That's
I'm
not
saying,
a good one.
I gotta boost us up, man. I gotta put some more effort into Spotify, but nah. Welcome back. We got the one and only Kenny. I'm glad Kenny's finally here, so B-Souls can stop stressing. Because Kenny, listen, this man B-Souls was worried about about them damn about messaging you like 3 times in a row. He's
yeah,
like, man, I don't,
bro. Yeah, I didn't want to spam your DMs and shit.
I don't want to seem thirsty, man. I don't text 3 times.
And you know what's crazy, bro? I saw your like the YouTube award show thing like the day that you dropped the video. That's when I saw the DM. I was like, damn. And then people were mentioning me, good, like, man. Kenny, where's Kenny's vote? I was just too late. I was just too late to the party.
Nah, it's all good, bro. It's all good. I know everyone.
Yeah, also,
like, literally
you didn't
everyone
DM me about that
me.
Either. I was going
to
vote.
Maybe next year, bro. Maybe next year. We're trying to off the
G League Awards.
Come
Justin's
on, man.
The G League.
The sample size is kind of small this year, but it's all good. Hopefully we can do it next year. Wordu, man, you got anything to say to the people, bro?
Uh-oh. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? It's your boy, Alex Wordu, coming at you live, you know what I'm saying? Live and direct. Follow me on Instagram at Wordu the Dude, WORDUTAHADUDE. Follow me on Twitter at Wordu the Dude. Add me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Ski. And that's it.
Gotta plug all of them, man. So gotta plug all of them.
That's a fact. Did you gain any followers from all your plugs?
Nine episodes.
I actually gained a few. I gained a few from the Rusty Buckets interview, actually.
9 episodes in, this man gained 3 followers from plugging everything every episode. I love it.
On
love
Snap.
Dedication.
I honestly want to know how much you get on Snap specifically with the CEO Chiefs keep.
Yeah, I don't know how to spell it.
150 or so, somewhere around there.
Let me tell you this. Nobody watches
something like,
Snap,
you know.
Them shit be mini movies, bro. Anybody that knows Wordu, he will sit there and put a whole album on his Snap while he's driving. I don't know where the hell you drive from, bro.
A whole ass podcast on there, bro.
He'll put a whole Kanye album just jamming in the car. It go from like the episode when he was late, how it went from day to night in B-So's point of view. That's how his shit be on his Snap. This shit is crazy. I don't get it. I don't
They're
say
spreading
you have
fake
time
news, guys.
Hands,
this is fake news.
I try to put 3 snaps up. They say 2 of them failed to upload. You put like 36 up in an hour. Like, bro. Shit's fake.
All right, man.
Yes,
but,
sir.
How is everyone this? How Jesus Christ? How's everyone been this week? Another week of Rona.
Good. Just counting down the days. Yeah, countdown days to the NBA comeback and my Lakers win. Just counting down.
Damn, you calling it
when
right
they
now?
Beat the Sixers.
I've been calling all year since we got AD. I've been calling it, man. LeBron's
baseball,
getting fourth.
Baseball's back this week too.
AD's going to get his first. And he's going home to Chicago.
About damn baseball!
All right, cool.
We got a white demographic out there. We got to appease the white demographic. We got to appease the white demographic out there, man.
Black people.
All right, Kenny, how you been this week, bro?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. Just at the crib, you know. We can't really do much. That's why I was like, it ain't too busy because it ain't much I can do but sit in the house and like make vids and do stuff like that.
Yeah.
So
that's pretty much all I've been doing too.
How are you guys wearing hoodies right now?
Bro, I'm in the basement. One of my setups is in the basement. It's like 60 degrees down here. So not even though I just got a hoodie, I got like a blanket on top of it. It's just it's freezing down here.
I'm sitting in the garage in my underwear right now.
Oh, my God. I got no excuse. This is like my recording uniform at this point.
You got to get
the
hoodie.
I left my hoodie in
the
car. The AC's on. I left the hoodie in the car rushing up here. I'd have had mine on, too.
It is what it is, man. Hoodie gang, hoodie gang. This man's really just wearing underwear. That's why he can't bark that, too.
That's my dog.
All right, man. But, now, I guess let's get into the interview portion of the podcast. Now, every time I have a YouTuber on here, I'm always curious because, like, you know, I'm a student of the game myself. Just wondering what the process is like for all the YouTubers because to me, it's fascinating how everyone kind of goes through their process, especially with the different type of videos that people do. So I know this is a loaded question, but like how does the weekly daily process go in the life of Kenny, man?
It's day by day, honestly. I like me and you are different, right? You usually have to write like scripts, do a lot of research for your type of videos, and like since I'm mostly like a gamer at this point when it comes to my channel, I just turn into 2K and I think of a different challenge, or I hit up my comment section where people are like just dropping video ideas and I just do one. Like it's not nothing too extreme. I know you and the rest of like the 2K, not even 2K, but the NBA community, y'all be going deep into the stats. Y'all be working hard for one video, bro. I can finish a whole video on just one day's work. And I know y'all can't really do it with the type of videos that y'all do. So that's why I get to upload like 3-4 times a week on the main. And then I can do a reaction because y'all know reactions don't take no time. And then I can ooh, record YouTube. A my career video. I can record like 3 videos and get them all done in one day's time.
Right. So do you batch record your videos or do you just do it? Because I know I saw Rusty on Twitter, I believe yesterday, like he deadass posted like his next 2 weeks, like his plan for the next 2 weeks.
No, he's wild. No, it's day by day for me. I can't, when I record one video, I feel like I'm drained. You know what I'm saying? So like, I can't record a week's worth of videos in one day unless I'm like, have a trip to go on. Like when we were traveling for work before coronavirus shut everything down, I had no choice but to like power through a week's worth of videos because I'll be in New York for an entire week. But if I don't have to do that, I'm just not. Cause I feel like the quality of like you as an entertainer goes down when you're just like, you have to get things done, you know?
Right. Right. And I even noticed that. Cause I tried to plan out my next 2 weeks too, getting ahead on scripts, and I feel like the last 2 scripts I did, I was kind of like bullshitting it, you know. Like I was like, God, let me just get these done. So I ended up scrapping those videos because I didn't want to like half-ass a video out. But yeah, I definitely get that. Cause I feel like if you plan too much, you kind of lose your energy on each one of your videos, and especially with your videos, like your energy is a big part of them too.
Right.
So. Yeah.
I mean, y'all are wild, though. Like, I couldn't imagine having to write a script for a video, bro.
Really?
Like, that just feels so extreme. I know you're still in school, right?
Yeah.
So you're still doing the schoolwork and then also writing scripts for a video. Like, that's.
Oh, yeah. Like, until 2 weeks ago, I was taking Calc 3 and doing the YouTube shit. So.
Yeah, no chance. No chance.
Because with me, I feel like if I didn't have a script, I just go off script too much.
Right, yeah.
And I'd end up putting in information that wouldn't even, like, add to the video. And you can even tell with this podcast, like, sometimes I go on tangents that are kind of unnecessary and, like, the stumbles
that's
in my...
That's what it's all about.
My recording.
No, I was going to say that, too. Yeah. A lot of people love those type of tangents where it's just, like, it's not related to nothing in the world, but it may have, like, a sentence in the tangent that people fall in love with, and then they keep tweeting that at you. I mean, at least that's my experience. Yeah.
You know who's really good at Yeah, you know who's really good at balancing both though is Low. I'm like, we don't even know if he writes scripts. Like, we talked about this last week. I'm like,
we got
does he write
theories.
Scripts? Yeah. Yeah, we got conspiracy theories about Low's process. But when he delivers his videos, it sounds like it's coming natural. Like it's a rant.
Low is wild because, I mean, I haven't told him this, but like, he was one of the people that I was just waiting until he started using his face more in videos. Because his videos are nice. I feel like his personality will fit perfectly to just do stuff outside of like the NBA community. So I was just waiting until that day. And then when I saw him, I don't know when he first did it. It was just randomly in a YouTube video. He's random, like, hey, this is my face. You'll see me from time to time. And that was it. And then they did start doing their podcasts and stuff. I was like, yeah. I mean, he could have a second channel unrelated to the NBA that can blow up just because Lowe's just a funny ass dude.
Yeah. Cause I've known like even Dom and Werdu, like we've known Low from the Discord since what, like 2017,
16, 17. Yeah, it's been a minute.
16, 17, and I was like, cause before then I just thought of Low as like any other NBA YouTuber, you know, but when specifically when Low was in there and talking to us and doing the 2K show with us, I was like, yo, this man really has a personality that I think people can latch on, and he's definitely waited for the right opportunity with the podcast, but he's killing it.
Yeah.
So he even got a burner account on Twitter, and I'm like, yo.
I saw that.
When I seen that, I died. He really got a Legend of Winning burner. That's active. Every tweet. I'm like, dang, my man's made it. I'm proud.
Yeah, because isn't it like to get verified on Twitter or Instagram, like one of the qualifications is you need a fan account?
I have no idea.
I'm about to be talking to somebody that's nowhere near verified. I have no idea.
So what I know is that they need like articles written about you. Yeah. I remember one of my publicists was like, send me all the articles that are written about you. And I was like, I only got two. And I mean, I'm still not verified, but they need like real articles to verify that it is you and that you are somebody. Because apparently that check matters to a lot of people. It's like, I don't know. I ain't got it yet.
Apparently not last week, because all the verified people got
locked
on Twitter. Yeah. Yeah, but where do you, Dom? Y'all got any questions for the man?
I got one. Wait, where do you got anything?
Yeah, he's got two, but he's gonna ask six.
Kenny, you know, there's been a lot of speculation out here about who's gonna be in the NBA Finals. Who, in your opinion, will be in the NBA Finals? The Lakers, Sixers, Lakers, Bucks, Clippers, Bucks. Who do you think will be in the Finals?
Am I talking to the people? You know what I'm saying? Like the realistic. I don't want to make.
It's in your opinion.
I don't want to make people mad here.
No. That's the whole point. This is just you.
No, we keep it in a book.
We keep it in a book.
We keep it in a book. Right. Okay.
Yes.
I probably go Clippers, Bucks.
Oh God, I like you.
Didn't Rusty say that?
Jesus Christ! Yes, Rusty.
Did Rusty say the same thing?
You're just mad he didn't say Sixers.
I'm just mad he didn't say Lakers. I'm mad no one said.
Yeah. Be honest with us.
He's in a bug.
He's honest, and we.
Why Clippers Bucks?
You sound disappointed.
I'm just wondering, like, why Clippers Bucks though? What's your explanation behind that?
For the Western Conference, I just think that the Clippers are way too deep for them to lose four games in a 7-game series, assuming that everybody's healthy and nobody has to miss time because of the damn coronavirus. And out East, I mean, the Bucks is just like the pick, you know what I'm saying? And there's no real reason behind it because they're the most dominant team. But if it happened to be some other team, there's a lot of teams out there competing. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bucks end up losing the conference finals to, I don't know. I don't want to say Sixers, though.
No one wants to say Sixers.
I'm saying Sixers.
Tell me your explanation, bro.
Okay.
For the Sixers, man.
Yeah, let me break it down.
Matchup by matchup, you can clearly see that the Sixers defensively are one of the best, if not the best team in the East. If we're not going by stats, if you just look at like matchup by matchup, you got Ben Simmons, who's going to play the four now. You got Richardson, Tobias, Horford. If they all stay healthy and if they all gel together, I think defensively no one can really stop that team.
Shouldn't they be gelled by now?
I'm guessing that you are a big 76er fan. When you say that, like, defensively, they have been kind of... Say it again?
I'm a Laker fan.
He's not a Laker fan.
It makes
he's
no fake. Sense, bro.
When you say this,
he a fake one. He a fake one. He a fake one. He a Rocket appreciator. What the fuck is a Rocket appreciator, man?
That was 2018, guy. Okay,
I'm a Laker fan. I was with you with 2018. Though. On him. I was there with 2018. But when you say like the 76ers as a whole, like defensively, has been like underwhelming, considering like coming to the season, like you said on paper, they should be amazing defensively, and they just haven't been amazing for a long stretch of time.
I wonder who said that to you last time.
How long are we talking about?
I feel like, I mean, I don't have the stats, but weren't they just like, they were top 10, but like towards the bottom of the top 10 as far as defensively. And you have like a guy like Joel Embiid, who's probably going to make an all defensive team. Ben Simmons is probably going to make an all defensive team. Then you still have Al Horford, Josh Richardson. These are all above average defenders. And you got Matisse Thybulle, the best rookie defender of all time. You'd expect them to be like a top five defense, but somehow they just haven't been able to do that.
Damn, even on the thing they're good at, they're disappointing.
It sounds like they're a little disappointed.
They have a point.
They could pick it up in the playoffs, right? Where it matters a little bit more, but it's just
that's what I'm assuming.
I looked it up a couple days ago. I know the Bucks for one have the best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. The Raptors actually have the second best defense. Mm-hmm. We already talked about it 2 weeks ago, but the Celtics also have a better defense than the Sixers. That's three teams I have a better defense than.
And the Wizards have a better offense. That's crazy.
And the
I mean, all three of those teams have a shot at making the finals, so.
Except for the Wizards, who have a better offense.
Wizards top five?
They have a better offense, though.
They had one of the best offenses. They were wild.
Not anymore with Bradley Beal, but you know. But
would it be fair to say that the 76ers were a little disappointing from what you would think they would be if you looked on paper? And like what you thought of them coming into the season, are they a little disappointed?
They are a little disappointed. Oh. One thing I said on my show is that like if they got eliminated in the first round, I wouldn't be super super surprised. But if they made it to the conference finals, I also wouldn't be surprised. This is how much of like a coin flip of a team they are. They could be extremely good at times, and usually that was like the home games, or they could be extremely bad at times, and that was usually like the away games. So I don't know how they perform in the bubble where there are no fans and there's no home or away. Again, they're like the biggest wild card team in the entire bubble, if you ask me.
Yeah,
that's fair.
I thought about that too. Because also with Embiid, like a fully healthy Embiid, that's scary.
Best center in the game, man, in my opinion. Best center.
Yeah, I was about to say, I don't know about that.
I thought it was obvious.
It's a lot of Jokic appreciators, which, hey, Jokic is two on my list. I just feel like the defense matters, you know? We live in an age where people... Go ahead.
Jokic isn't a bad defender. I know he gets that rap because he doesn't have the foot speed to keep up a lot of times.
Yeah.
He's not a bad defender. I think the stats would support me on that. He's not a bad defender. He's not elite like Joel, like all defensive level, obviously. But he's not like the worst defending center in the league at all.
I mean, yeah, he's not the worst defending center, but when you compare him to a guy like Joel, who you just said is an all-team defender, I mean, the gap is there.
Interesting.
The gap is definitely there.
Dom, I have a question. I have a question, though.
Go ahead.
Who's better, LeBron or Kawhi?
Who's better, LeBron or Kawhi?
Oh.
Now, you're asking Mr. Bias here.
As of right now,
in the stages of their career, I would have to say Kawhi is the better player right now.
Damn it! I got him saying Kawhi with that checkmate right there.
Yeah, but we all know who the GOAT is. Like, come on, man. Funny guy.
Crazy. Because Jokic is better offensively.
I mean, by
a decent amount.
But when you look at LeBron this year, the defense definitely been an uptick in defense than the last couple of years, and that's because he has the help of AD, which was my argument for the past couple of years when it came to Harden and guys like that, where when you don't have anybody to take the offensive load off, you're not going to try on defense because it's tiring putting up 30 shots a night. Like, people don't think about that. People think it's like 2K. Like, you can just go out there and shoot and not get tired. Yeah. Like, no, it's tiring putting up 30 shots a night. Like, that stuff takes energy. A lot of people don't play basketball, so it's kind of obvious why they don't get that. But for the people that know, it's hard to do that. So that's why some guys take that side of the ball, though. LeBron's had to do that, plus his age is getting up there. Makes sense. This year he has the help of the young the young brow AD. He could put that work in on defense. So I mean, the gap between AD's like 26, 25, 26, yeah, 26. 27. Yeah, he's between there. Yeah, mid-20s. But the gap defensively between Kawhi and what we've seen from LeBron this year is definitely a lot smaller than the gap in defense between Jokic and Embiid. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say. That's fair to say.
That's fair, yeah.
So, yeah. But, you know, I mean, I like what you tried to do. I like it.
I tried. I got him a little bit.
Don wiggled his way out of that conversation, player, bro.
Maybe.
Had the bob and weave. Had the bob and weave out of there.
Like Mayweather out there, bro. Hey, but Dom, did you have a question afterward if we can?
Oh yeah. So is there any players or is there any NBA players or analysts or anybody involved in NBA that you met that like you got any stories about that was just like a funny way of running into them and just you introduced a funny way, just something like that?
Let me think about it. I've just been working with NBA players since the start of this like calendar year. Mm-hmm. And I was supposed to meet so many more people before everything got shut down. So like I only have a pretty short list of players that I've interacted with. It's been Miles Turner, Trae Young, mm-hmm. Pat Connaughton, Ja Morant, who else? Mikal Bridges, but that was like through Call of Duty, like we play Call of Duty. Eric Pascal, but like everybody so far, I can say that so far everybody's been really, really cool. I haven't met like a dickhead yet. Like the first mm-hmm. interview I ever did was with Miles Turner, and he was like, I told him like this is my first time interviewing somebody. I expect you to give me some type of criticism afterward because that's how you get better, right? And what, you know, he gave me some fair criticisms and I took that into my next interview with, after that I had Trae Young and I said, same thing to Trae, like, Trae, this is one of my first interviews. You got anything that you recommend? He's like, no, you did pretty good. And I was like, okay. Then I took it to Pat Connaughton and then Pat Connaughton was like, I would have sat down to talk to you for a whole nother hour if I had time to. So it hasn't really been a single NBA player that I've met that's been like a jerk to me or mm-hmm. just wasn't like completely friendly. And part of the reason I think that that's the case is because like I'm so much different than like the normal person that will be interviewing them. And I think that's why House of Highlights was very interested in like signing me is because these guys are used to being interviewed by 50-year-old white dudes who, you know what I'm saying? They're not used to having another brother next to them. So
it's not reaching for something.
So like this one ain't been released yet, but the Ja Morant interview, I feel like me and Ja Morant like really connected on like us having similar hair, us having our dads be a big part of our lives and stuff, you know, small stuff like that had him open up more to like the interview. So I don't know if I'm going to have that. Oh, I know I'm going to have the day where having somebody just be like a dickhead, but so far.
Hopefully he's not Boogie.
Right.
I feel like Boogie just does that to like what Kenny said, like the old white people media.
Like, I feel like Boogie gets a bad rap, bro. I love Boogie. Boogie just gets a bad rap. I think
Boogie's cool.
Yeah. Boogie seems like a cool dude.
Bro, I remember the only NBA interview I had, bro. I was shaking.
Who's that with?
Was that Yabusele?
Yeah. That was Yabusele. When we talked about it last week when I was on the NBA channel.
Yep.
They sent me to a son's. Yeah. They're calling me SpongeBob's grandma on there. But like deadass, like I think one of the people inside the locker room was like, all right, we're gonna have Semi Ojeleye come out. You can interview him for like 30-40 seconds. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like taking a deep breath and shit. I'm like, oh god, this shit's really happening. And I have my camera on one hand and I had like I forgot what I had on the other hand, but I was just like unstable with the tripod and shit. And the whole time, like I was trying to get a shot and talk to him, like keep eye contact, but it just like at the video, it just ended up like a shot of his chest, pretty much, and me talking to him, and it was like shaky footage too, bro. I was like, yeah, I was trying to get the framing right and shit, but
another really good one I did was with Quavo.
You interviewed Quavo?
I did a Quavo interview, and that was probably the weirdest one. Now that I think back on it, because Quavo walked and said, we did it inside the Atlanta Hawks arena, and mm-hmm. if y'all have been there, they have like a barber shop inside the arena. So we set up there, and he walked in and he didn't say nothing to nobody. He didn't shake no hands. He didn't introduce, well, he didn't have to introduce us fucking Quavo, but like he just walked in, he mic'd up the makeup lady was like, we need to put this on your nose. He's like, no, you don't. And I was like, wow, this is about to be a terrible interview. He's about to be and as soon as the camera came on, he turned on his personality and it turned out to be like a crazy interview. He had the entire crew of like 20 people laughing. And then like my producer was like, y'all cannot be laughing because this is, you know what I'm saying? Because we only supposed to have my audio and his audio, but we got like this whole crowd around us laughing. But that's the craziest one now I think about it. And then after it was over, he shut it off and he left it. He didn't say bye. He just left. It's like, okay.
That just further justifies how fake the rap game is. That's crazy. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. That was a perfect example of how fake the rap game is.
He said.
Lights, that's camera, crazy. Action, personality. Like, yeah.
That's okay. Crazy, bro. Yeah, I didn't know it was like that with like celebrities could actually do that in terms of just like turning it on like that, like it's fucking playoff LeBron and shit.
It's actually really impressive to just be able to do that.
Yeah.
To just snap your fingers and just be the life of the party and then just be done with it in 20 minutes. Because
to them, that's their job.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, you know how often they got to do that to just train themselves and be like, okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, and life of the party. I'm here. Exactly. All right. We're good. Entertaining. All right. I can leave. All right. I'm out. All right. I'm ready to go home.
All right. I'm out. See y'all. Peace. All right.
Cool. I don't even need a haircut. I'm out. Like, yeah, that must be some tiring stuff. I feel it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I guess my question is, before these like big opportunities came up, at what point did you know that YouTube was something you could actually do as a full-time job instead of going the traditional route? Because obviously, like, to any YouTuber, all these opportunities don't just come out of thin air, you know what I'm saying? You have to get to a certain level for people to hit you up and to get the right connection. So when was that, like, was there even ever a point, like, did you just straight out, you know, go after it out the gun?
So I was making videos for like 5 years before I start making like any money that I could tell anybody about. Like, I was getting paychecks of like $100 here, $150 here, because the company that I was with, the payout was pretty low. So like some months I get like a $30 payout, and I was cool with that because I was like 14 years old and I wasn't old enough to have a real job anyway. So like eventually when I turned 16, I got my first job and I was still doing YouTube through that. And once like my 18th birthday came around, I got one YouTube check that was like $400. And it's like, okay, that's basically matching what I'm making at my real job. So I sat down with my pops and I was like, I think I'm gonna quit my job to start this, to actually do this YouTube stuff. And he was like, that's cool, but you know, you still got your car payment, you got this, you got that, and you still have to go to school. I was like, cool, I can do that. And then I start focusing, like basically uploading daily. The numbers start to get better. And then like a year after it was like my job, I was able to move out of my parents' house. I was able to drop out of school because I wasn't under his roof no more and I could just do what I want. And from that
That's
moment,
a dream.
It's really the dream. And I got my apartment, and my apartment was basically just a recording studio. I had a bed, and then a living room was where I had my setup. There was no kitchen table. I had a microwave that wasn't used because I was just ordering food. It was basically just like all about YouTube for like 2 years. And then and now I'm here, basically.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Because for me, that's like the one question I have, because I'm like in this middle ground where I'm like, all right, I can call myself a YouTuber. Like, I'm making enough like to pay a couple bills here and there, pay for myself, pay for a couple plane tickets and shit. But it's not to a point where I can move out, like be my own man and shit. Mm-hmm. So I guess to me, honestly, that's like a personal question for me. But yo, big ups for all the success, man. Like I see the grind, I see everything.
I feel like it probably is a lot tougher for like NBA YouTube more than obviously NBA 2K YouTube. Because you guys have so many limitations on like how much footage you can use before you get it, you know, it get claimed. And then since you are writing scripts, you can only upload X amount of videos a month. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, I had the luxury, since it was just 2K, I can upload 20 videos in a month. And obviously the more videos, and as long as you get consistent views, you have the money to do this stuff. So I feel like for you guys, it's probably just a lot tougher because it is more, your videos are more methodic, you know?
Yeah, and especially with specifically NBA YouTube, like people click on our videos for the information we talk about. Like, when people click on your video, it's like, all right, Kenny uploaded a new video. Let me watch that. And, like, they're going to watch you for you. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. the personality. But me, it's like, all right, the topic he's talking about isn't really all that. And that could drastically change the performance of the video depending mm-hmm. on what topic I'm doing. Like, if I deadass just post a face cam video, like, you can see my audience retention would change just with me using face cam because people are like, all right, like, I want to see LeBron on my screen, not this dude. Right. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it definitely is harder for our lane. But Dom 2K has been killing the Twitch game. Like, he's getting 1,500. I've been
watching. I'm in there.
Yeah. He's getting, like, 1,000, 1,500 live viewers. Low with the podcast. He's killing it. MJ2K all day. He's streaming as well. He's getting, like, 200, 300 streams or live viewers. So there's people definitely, you know, maneuvering them with the way that they move to be more personality based. But yeah, it's definitely harder.
It's MJ2K all day. We had an event in New York a few years ago and he was DMing me and he was like, where is it going to be? I gave him the address. Boom. He pulled up to the event and he was so hell bent on meeting my general manager with House of Highlights. And I don't know, I mean, I introduced him, but I don't know if anything happened from that. But I admired that man for his grind because he pulled That's up to our man. Event and he was like, I'm gonna talk to the general manager. I don't give a damn if this dude is working. I'm talking to him. So yeah, I admire that type of grind. But one thing I can say about you guys' videos is that it has the higher, what's it, like virality? Is that a word? Like a higher chance of it to go viral based on your topic, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because it is like, I dropped
yeah,
out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't say.
I'm about to say you talking to another dropout, brother. Yeah, your guess is better than mine.
So, like, yeah, a lot of your videos could go pretty viral if the algorithm fits right because it is you're talking about a specific topic, and there's so many NBA fans out there. It's just, I mean, like, it just sucks that like a lot of us are like pigeonholed to the YouTube algorithm, right? Like, yeah. There's so many people out there that are making such good videos but aren't able to capitalize on their talents because it may not hit the recommended section of somebody.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough out here, especially depending on the lane you want to take. But if it's, like, the thing that's been working for you, then, you know, you got to keep working on what's been working and, you know, stay consistent with it. So hopefully, you know, my goal is to get to where you are, you know what I'm saying, use you as motivation as well. I know a lot of YouTubers out there use me as motivated, which I find like really cool. I'm like, people really look up to me. I'm like, that's
like, at the end, like, about to tear up that ass.
I'm like 5'7". I'm probably looking up to you, bro.
At the end of the day, I'm hoping that I'm like just the first of like of the YouTubers who hit like the media, the real NBA media. Cause there's so many people that are so talented and know what the hell they're talking about. I just hope that I can set the example for these companies to be like, okay, we don't need to hire somebody out of college. We don't need to hire somebody that's been in the game for 10 years. We could take a chance on somebody that has the skills in editing, has the skill in talking because they're in front of a microphone a couple times a week. And hopefully just more companies start to like reach out to YouTubers to try to build something.
Right.
I mean, with guys like you, because something I noticed is, like you said, you was interviewing NBA players. Like you said, with the job interview that's coming out, y'all bonded. And everybody said they gave you criticism. There was no criticism. Everything was fine. Once companies see that, once other media outlets see that, I feel like it's going to be a lot more B-Souls, Legend of Winnings, MJ2Ks all days that's going to get those opportunities because it's like, all right, if these players are comfortable talking to these guys, you're not going to get somebody spazzing out. You're not going to get some crazy, ugly outtake because they're comfortable. It's relatable. A lot of the guys, a lot of y'all are going to be around the same age group. There's going to be a lot more things you can relate on, like you said, with you and Ja. Your dad's was a big inspiration, like a lot of stuff like that. A lot of that stuff is going to matter in the long run, especially with how the internet is constantly moving forward, everything like that. Stuff is going to change. I seen on Twitter, like, probably – I don't know if it was yesterday, 2 days ago, Skeets gave you a shout out. He was like, he admired your work ethic and stuff like that. And I was like, damn, I remember all those times I'm watching the starters and they shout out
NBA TV.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. They shout out a YouTube guy. And I'm like, stuff like that is going to translate later on down the line for a lot of other people. Like, if they notice Kenny, they're going to notice a lot of other people. I remember when Mike Krzyzewski dropped a vlog of when he met Giannis. Giannis walked up and dapped him up. It was like, yo, I watch a video. And I always remember that because that lame fucker behind him was like, oh, no, he didn't say that. He didn't say, like, oh, you're a hater, whatever. But Giannis gave him a shot like, yo, I watch a video. So it's NBA players out there keeping their ear to the ground and watching NBA YouTubers. So it's going to be opportunities like that for everybody that's putting in that work, putting in that grind. And I respect the NBA YouTube community because everybody's cool. Like, everybody, there's no crab mentality. There's no holding somebody down to get myself up. It no matter how big your viewership is, like for us, we're getting like 1.6K views on our stuff like that. And you volunteered yourself to come on when we asked, who do y'all want to see? Like that blew my mind because I watched your stuff all the time. Like, but when Biso said that, I was like, the fuck out of here. Kidding me. that. But he showed us in the group chat. He was like, yo, me. I'm like, yo, that's dope. You won't see that too often in the 2K community unless those people are tight knit. You're not going to see that too much in any other community because it's a crab mentality, which is sad, but I love being a part of the NBA YouTube community, even though my channel ain't nothing. But I love being a part of this community because everybody's helpful. Everybody loves giving advice. They like seeing everybody else shine and grind because y'all all were, at some point, y'all all were at the bottom looking at each other, all grow. So that's something I just love about this community and everything like that.
But even with the NBA YouTube shit, like, I think in the 2K community and a lot of other communities, once you reach like 100K, like some people feel like they can only talk to 100K and up people. But like with me, like with the award show, I hit up like 2 to 3 channels with 30, 40K. Like Mojo has like 40K on YouTube. And I was like, yo, he has really good camera presence. You know, I think he'd be a good fit for the video. Like Nico Hoops, I'm hopping on his podcast too. Like he only has, not only, but like 30,000, which again is not on that 100K level. But I was like, this guy seems like a cool dude. Let me hop on his podcast and support him. Like even Rusty, like the whole squad was supporting him with the Scott with Brian shit.
Oh yeah.
The whole community was together for that one. So I fuck with the NBA community in that sense that like everyone's just kind of like, if this guy goes up, then that means I'm going up. The whole community's going up. So there's a community.
At the end of the day, I feel like there's so many eyes out there that everybody can eat. It's not like people have 10 minutes of YouTube time. Somebody can watch a B-Souls video, then go hit a Rusty Buckets video, then go hit a Low video. So we can make sure that we keep each other up there just by helping each other out when we can. You know what I'm saying? It's just all of us can eat at the same time and everybody will be good.
It's a brotherhood instead of a competition. That's the best way to have it. That's the best way to look at it.
Speaking on Low and the Ant people, bro. Kenny, I saw your tweet last week. Well, it was more so the clip from Agent's podcast. The one where he was calling out the Through the Wire crew when you guys were playing basketball.
I'm not even worried about AMP.
Look, I know you're gonna rep your voice. I know you're gonna rep your voice, but in a game of 21, half court only, what's the score looking like, bro?
I gotta hear this one.
I haven't seen them play. I have not actually watched the video of them hooping. I just know that my boys are pretty damn good. I'm the worst player on the team by far. I know that like just by looking at Duke, I could tell that he can hoop. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know about the other guys. I just feel confident in my boys. That's it. That's all. Even in 14, I'm in the basement working on my handle, so I don't look like I'm the worst by far.
I'm in the basement working on my handles.
I'm gonna be Kenny's anger translator on some Key and Peele stuff. Basically, what he just said was. Listen, I don't know about them AMP boys over there. Other than the LeBron looking Duke Dennis pulling the 2018 Cavs performance, I don't worry about nobody over there because my boy's good.
No, but the worst part about that is that he picked the worst possible video to like react to for 10 seconds. He went to like the fourth video on the recommended after he typed it in. The first three videos were like actually playing basketball. And in that one, we were just at the gym just shooting around. Like we played against RDC World Y'all know
I've seen that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Bust they ass. Bust they ass 4-5 times in one day. Easy.
That's tough.
I ain't gonna lie. That video, watching y'all bust they ass, I forgot bro's name. Y'all's big man. Listen,
D Mills, yeah.
Yes, I'm a center in real life. Love playing post. I was watching him work them boys. I was like, please God, if you just give me one opportunity, I gotta see what it's like. Because he was working. He was working them boys.
And the scary thing is, he in shape now.
I see that.
Oh. He dropped his girlfriend and then dropped 40 pounds and he is in shape now.
That glow up.
So he's nasty.
Anybody that ain't seen that video, go watch that video. That boy, listen, he would make Z-Bo proud. He was working, boys.
For real.
In the paint. He was doing work.
The only time we actually lost to them, RDC, is when they had Marcellus Howard on that team. And he's basically a pro basketball player.
Yeah, I went to the same high school as him. He went to my high school. Yeah, when I played ball my junior year, it was a dude, Jalen Colts, who's a professional player overseas. They was best friends. He was at, like, my first workout for the team. He was there busting my ass. Marcellus Howard, I know him pretty good. Yeah. He's been nasty forever.
Yeah.
He's been nasty for a minute. But yeah, he's a good dude. But let me tell you now, you ain't got nothing to worry about with A&P. I've seen a lot of their videos. That's outside. Tough. You had it right. Outside of Duke.
Hey, Dom, you want to call them out right now? I'm going to take the list, keep it a book, boys, bro.
Listen.
Y'all sleeping on Justin. On Justin, bro.
Me?
Justin.
Yo.
Justin the low-key a baller.
I've been telling I told Lo a while ago. The best content if you get the two best thick boys in the world to go one-on-one. I told Lo, let me come down. I get my own flight. We just do a 1v1. Let me an agent go. Me and you go. I play Phantom. I don't care who I play. Just throw the ball.
You don't want no Phantom smoke.
Only person in AMP you got to be worried about is Duke. And that's just if he gets mad and start pushing you all over the place. And Duke ain't going to push me.
Put this on the Instagram.
Go
ahead, stand on that's who you're going to stand on by yourself. I don't know about that.
We keep it in a buck. And B-Souls told me I couldn't give Kenny no negative questions. So I'm going to keep it all negative on this end. Duke is the only one to worry about. Phantom, not worried about Phantom. Davis is he's
I saw a picture of him like Duncan, though. I saw a picture of him like at least close to Duncan.
Listen, Davis is getting better. He's the second best player on A&P. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
Unless they get that Chris dude. That Chris dude can actually ball too. But
we only got four.
I don't know. Yeah. So if y'all do four, most likely they probably won't run with AJ because they want to win. AJ's definitely not. AJ's definitely not.
Yo, send this clip to Asian, bro. Low key.
I'm not trying to fly out to North Carolina to ball with nobody to get my ass kicked. So let's relax.
I'm just keeping it a buck, all right? Age is nothing to worry about. Chris, Duke, maybe Davis. That's it. That's three people. You good. Tough. You straight.
How tall are you? How tall are you, Wardu?
6'2".
6'2", Dom. Dom, how tall are you?
Wait. Wardu?
6'3", 6'4".
How tall are you?
All right, I'm 6'3".
Bro, we got 6'3", 6'2". We got two. We got 3'6", 3' dudes.
He's 6 foot.
And my 5'5" eight ass on a good day.
I'm with you, bro. I tell people I'm 5'8", and they see me in public, they like.
Yeah, that's 5'8", buddy. That's my 5'8", buddy.
5'8" with Tim's on.
Crazy. Yeah. We might take the. No, once we get up there, we might have to.
I'm for sure gonna try to hit them up once all this is over.
What's this group called again?
AMP.
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 Yeah, this was Low, Duke, Dennis, Phantom, Agent. They got a squad out there.
I know
Low.
They're on the AMP channel.
I'm not worried about a squad who fight each other. That's anybody that play we ball. No, you ain't got to worry about that team.
We gotta they get got a 2K. Too much we gotta get a YouTube bubble going.
Put like
a YouTube NBA bubble. That's great. YouTuber bubble.
That's YouTuber crazy. Bubble.
What's next. That's what's
YouTuber
next.
Bubble. All right, Kenny. I had another question. Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, since I can't hit you with any negativity questions.
I didn't even say. I'm just saying.
Can we be negative?
Don't specifically get dirt from him, bro. That's all I said, bro.
So I got the green light.
Who's your least favorite YouTuber?
Just ask anything. that's the way.
He said, "Who's your least favorite YouTuber?" We're not going to do it like that.
Who's the YouTuber that you fucking hate? Like, just not that type of
shit. Like that though. I'm not going to say it like that.
You about to finesse the question?
I'm going
to
do like this. I'm going to flip a question that I asked Rusty last week, but I'm still going to keep a little
that you stole from me.
Shut up.
Such a head ass.
Look, this is what we're going to do. Who's one, let's keep it in the NBA community. Who's one NBA YouTuber that you see that makes you want to do better? Like, you see them, you see their growth. Because Rusty said it last week. He had this great line where he was like, it's a couple guys in the community that I have a battle with that they don't know I'm battling with them. Like, it's just a battle through my eyes, just so I can do better, just so I can strive harder, work harder. Is there anybody like that for you in the NBA community? And on the flip side, is there anybody, any YouTuber in general, who you see doing stuff and you're just like, look, I don't understand how this is gaining so much traction. Like, you could be better. Like you could do better. You could put a little more edits in your videos. You could not steal ideas. Like, anybody like that that rings the bell.
And we need names, Kenny.
To the second half of that, I don't know if you really had those people. Maybe I'm just looking in the wrong places. I feel like the 2K community outed the one dude that was doing that. He was stealing ideas and stuff, and he was stealing a lot of my shit. And you know, he uploaded LNU. Does LNU still upload?
LNU is a disgrace. That boy is terrible.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him in years.
Yeah, ever since he got exposed from faking videos, stealing videos. And when he ripped off his editor, that's what really did him in. When they got exposed for ripping off his editor, that's when it kind of killed him. And then he resolved to pulling up the NBA players' little training camps for kids and just letting them bust his ass for content. That serious. If you go on his channel, he pulled up the Chris Paul, James Harden, anybody relevant, he'll pull up and just let them bust his ass. And he's like a white flight. Like, it's sad.
No, he lost the flight. He even worse than flight.
Oh, yeah, he's worse than flight. He lost the flight.
How is that possible?
Which is like career suicide when it comes to playing basketball. If flight beat you twice, don't pick up a ball. Mm-mm, like, that's terrible. The worst player shouldn't lose the flight, but go ahead.
The first half, and it's maybe a bit weird because we're not even really in the same lane or even in the same, like, content area. Bro, the stuff that Cash Nasty does as far as, like, how he's able to pull 60,000 views on his second channel is insane to me. Like, he could sustain his whole family based on his second channel. And then the second channel videos are usually just reactions, right? So they don't even take that long. It's just him being to flight. Yeah. It's just him being himself for 20 minutes, upload it, throw some ads on it. And then he can spend 2 weeks getting prepared for his main channel video because he know he's fine on that second channel. I feel like just his entire story is something to kind of look up to from him streaming 12 hours a day after 8-hour shift from Walmart to now him and the spot he's in now. But again, it is different because I don't make the even close to the same amount of the same kind of content as Cash, but just like seeing him and grinding the way he does is something to look up to for me. But that's pretty much it though. I mean, I don't even get around to watching Cash's videos. You know what I'm saying? I can just look at his channel, look at his numbers. You can just tell.
That's dope. I mean, I have Cash blocked on Twitter, so I don't really know he's posting too much. But I feel it. I be peeping the videos and the reactions to flight videos. I be peeping them, so I feel it there. And I like that you brought up LNU with the keep it negative. CB Souls, people can keep it negative and it don't get too bad.
I just didn't want you to ask, get us some shit on some YouTuber that...
Can I ask my question now? Do I have the green light?
Oh, Jesus.
I guess if that's not your question. If
so, Kenny, is there anyone in the YouTube community that you've met in real life that doesn't really act how they act in their YouTube videos, necessarily?
Like Quavo, but like YouTube.
No, I haven't met many YouTubers at all. I don't do like I don't really even do like collab videos. Like I'm pretty to myself when it comes to the community. The one time I did get to meet a lot of the people, they were like they came to Chicago. We talking like that they don't even fit. But okay, so a while ago, this had to be like 3 years ago. Jesser, LSK, Troy Dan, Cash, LNU was actually there. This is before the LNU stuff. A lot of those dudes came to Chicago for like this whole event, and I was there. The 2K event, you know what I'm saying?
Remember that video.
The Winter City Bulls, they like did some type of 2K event and invited a bunch of YouTubers. And that was like the only time I really had to interact with other YouTubers, and everybody was cool. I tell a story that like Jester was just like the realest person there, because I was talking to him and at this point I had just hit 50,000 subscribers on that day. And I had my camera and I was like vlogging the experience. He's like, "You make YouTube videos?" I was like, "Yeah." And I told him my channel. He's like, "I'll check it out." Then later that night I get a notification that he had followed me. You know what I'm saying? It's just something, it's very small for him to remember, because he was in, it was like 1,000 kids there. But he interacted with me and followed me that day, and it was just super cool. But other than that, I ain't really had no interactions with people. Like when All-Star Weekend was here in Chicago, a lot of the Two Hype guys were here. I met Chris. We were supposed to shoot some stuff, but something had came up for both of us. So I didn't even really get to meet him for more than like, we talked for like 20 minutes and we went our separate ways. So far, I ain't just really had no interactions.
So where do you owe for 3?
Got the same response from Rusty too. Response from Rusty, you know.
And what did Rusty say?
The same
pretty much the same thing that you were saying. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's 0-3 with that question. He asked you, Low, and Rusty.
I'm gonna get somebody.
He gotta get somebody that's out there in the IRL community though. Because me and Rusty be in our rooms making videos. You gotta talk to like the dudes that's playing basketball and stuff.
He's waiting for somebody to be like, "Man, you know what? Matter of fact, you know, my Corzimba was definitely
that Corzimba guy is kind of, you know
I met Corzimba. I actually did meet Corzimba, now that y'all say that. But he was cool too. I don't have any negative stories about nobody.
I expect everybody to be who they are, because YouTube is not like TV. It's like you're just, you always have to sell yourself. Like, it's not like, it's
like
rare
you are the content.
It's rare that you find somebody being a character and that blows up on YouTube. Yes, there are people who just, they are a character on YouTube, but for the most part, it's a bunch of people that's just selling themselves on this platform. And it's been like that for 15 plus years now. So a lot of people are going to be who they are, good, bad, angry, sad, whoever. They're going to be them.
So,
but 0-3.
Okay. Sorry, man. You looking like Dion Waiters out here, bro. It's all right. It's all right.
Boy, he looking pretty nice, though.
You got to shoot
him. Yeah, he's shooting like looking pretty Robinson,
nice,
man. It's crazy.
Now this next question is kind of a Kenny, Dom, and me type thing, because I was talking to Dom about this yesterday. With the if we can cut this out if we don't really have to talk about this, but Kenny, do you remember Almighty Ballers?
Oh man!
Yep. Wow. Yo, you remember Almighty Ballers, all right?
That's a throwback, but yeah, I definitely remember Almighty Ballers, bro. You don't have to cut this out, bro. I'm cool with talking all this shit.
It sounds like he about to keep it a buck. Oh yeah,
keep it a buck. Yeah. All right. So for the people who don't know, back in 2017, 2018, there was this podcast network that had pretty much like all the big NBA YouTubers at the time. They had me, SDC, and Dom. They had Low and Agent. They had Kenny and Through the Wire. They had MDJ's pod when he was still doing YouTube. They had a Funky Diabetic at the time too. So it was like everyone big in the community. And I'm honestly iffy on the story too. Like a little blurry on the story too, which is why I wanted to talk about this with both of y'all. So what exactly went down? Like, why? When did everything go left? Because I think it was like a whole network, like a bunch of people had problems with them.
What happened was they finessed everybody. Well, from my perspective, they finessed everybody. I know they finessed us, but because I don't know, and I have no idea why, but when SDC whenever they talked to him about making a podcast, stuff like that, he set up however we were going to get paid through my email. So I would have to do the W-9s and all that information, which again, I have no platform. I was just the tag along, in my opinion. I don't know why I had to do it, but happy to do it. So from what I remember from going through everything, we was doing it, and I want to say we did it for what, 3 months? We had a good three, four month run. We were just constantly uploading everything. And around the second month, we all kind of like looked at each other and he was like, "Where's the check?" Like, the whole point of us being here is because they promised us a check. Like, what's the point? They throwing ads on. It's all professional. Where's this check? I remember getting calls from family members that was checking it out like, "Yo, Y'all got like AutoZone ads and State Farm ads, and like y'all really must be making check? Money. Yeah, and I'm lying to everybody. I'm like, oh yeah, we doing good. We living good. We yeah, you know, y'all finally, you know, we finally made it out here, baby. But yeah, lying my ass off to people. Months go by, wonder where the money is. Then probably around the end of the run, we were like, okay, we're not getting money. We found out that something happened to where it was like a transition with whoever was running Almighty Ballers, and they just vanished from what I understand. Like they just dipped, and it was a new dude. Yes, they just dipped. Like I don't. When I asked the dude, because remember, Lowe was the dude that's Lowe told us about the guy that was able to get him the money. So when Lowe gave me his email, I asked him like, "Yo, what happened?" He was like, "Man, listen, y'all were dealing with some faulty people, and they basically say I was dealing with con artists." And they just vanished. Like around that last episode or whatever that we did, after that, they just kind of vanished or whatever. So he was explaining to me, like, we basically got finessed out of at the time, a couple thousand dollars. We got we got finessed, the dish. He was able to give us, I want to say like $350 to $400 just from feeling bad that we got finessed. Like because we didn't sign nothing. I mean, I didn't sign nothing. B-Sos, I don't know if you signed something.
No, I don't think we signed anything really.
Yeah, we didn't sign nothing. So it wasn't like, oh, it's in writing that we're supposed to get X, Y, and Z. There was no legal obligations for them to pay us. It was just word to mouth. It was the honor system. Like, oh, y'all gonna put us in your platform and pay us? Cool, I have no problem with that. We were young, we weren't thinking. But yeah. So push come to shove, they told us that, yeah, we'll be able to give you X amount of dollars, but y'all are actually based off the views that y'all were pulling, because we pulled what? We were at like 120,000 by the time we stopped doing it, probably that more than that. That
podcast was doing so much better than I thought it was, bro. We should have kept it going,
like,
bro.
When I went, like, when I told you to go back and look at the reviews,
that's like T-Mac and VC of the podcast community, bro. Like, we split up too early, bro. Come on now.
That was so funny. It was like, I wish somebody told me it was the good old days before they passed, man. God dang, that shit hurt. Like, but yeah, he told me like, yo, I can give you this amount of money, and he showed me, I have to go in my emails and find it. But he showed me like, based off the ad revenue that we got from the views we were getting, we were supposed to get way more. And when I say a couple thousand, I don't mean two or three. Like we were supposed to get some money. We were supposed to get a check.
Right. So Kenny, did you have anything like anything to say about this on your end?
Yeah, that, like, and I'm looking at my email trying to go back to the old times, man.
Oh, you're pulling up the receipts.
Let me get the evidence, headass.
So we agreed to be with them because, again, I was a YouTuber. I was doing fine, but I needed like some type of incentive to have the rest of the homies to continue to do this show, right? So, they say they can promise us a check every month for around this amount based on how many downloads we have. Cool. So we sign. And then first month go bad. I mean, our stories are very similar. First month go bad. Numbers are crazy. We number three on iTunes. Jalen Rose just gave us a shout out on his show. And the numbers are great. And I can see our numbers. I can see how many downloads we have. And then I think the dude's name was Brian. I text Brian. Oh, what's up? What's the ETA on the first paycheck? And he's like, oh, don't worry. We got you next week. We cool. We record our next episode. No thing. I tell my boys next week. He say we got us. We can split this money up. We all cool. Next week come around. Brian, what's up? Ah, something came up. Got you in 3 days. 3 days never came. It never came.
Oh, man.
It didn't come in 3 days. But eventually, it got to the point where he gave us like 600. But it was like 600 even. So I know it wasn't based on the downloads because, B-Sos, you know, you don't get $600 with 0 cents and zero.
Right. Yeah.
You do stuff like this. So I knew that it was just him giving us money so we didn't go out and expose or we don't go out and go to a different platform. But it's 600. I give it to the guys. Here, let's go 600. Let's keep doing our show. And then eventually, we start getting into contact with some of the other people. Like that's when I start getting into contact with House of Highlights. And I'm telling Brian, like, we are about to leave. He threw us 4 G's.
No.
4 G's.
Wish we got thrown 4 G's.
I'm guessing that was probably like underpaying you guys too, right? The 4 G's.
Definitely had
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you.
The revenue report system was just, I was like,
I took it, how much are we really gave it to the guys, and we still left Almighty Ball, and now we still have some highlights now.
He pulled the G move. I like that.
But for real, they were out there finessing, because like he said, we were all young and dumb, just trying to make some money on our basketball talk. You know what I'm saying? Right. Mm-hmm. We had platforms, we had people listening, and we just wanted to. They even offered us, they promised us a Kyle Kuzma interview, rookie Kyle Kuzma interview. We were just waiting. One of the homies on the show, he's a diehard Lakers fan, and y'all know Kyle Kuzma was nice.
Ricky Kyle Kuzma was that
prime Kyle
nigga.
Kuzma.
That's prime.
Right?
Summer League Kuzma. The best Kuzma. Come on now.
That was the best Kuzma to have.
Facts.
And yeah, it never came. And now that I'm looking at it, I think they rebranded. And they're no longer called Almighty. They're called something else.
Did they rebrand? Because I looked them up on Google.
They would have needed to rebrand.
And I think it was like on like a podcast website. Like all of our podcasts are still on their network. Like it says Through the Wire, it says Peer to Peer. Dish is still on there. Switch Factor. Like that whole show was crazy.
They just have our like old episodes.
I don't think it was Almighty Baller specifically. Like it was like some other third-party podcast website.
Okay,
but it was like one of the first links if you look up Almighty Ballers. But I was trying to dig up like anything on them from the past 2 to 3 years, and like from 2018 and on, like they've just been
con artists, man. They did.
People realize
they pulled that old 1920s pull up in the circus van and be like, hey, I got this bottle of magic water, sell it to you and bounce. Nigga, like they
I was out there DMing because they had sent us this spreadsheet of like all of the shows that were signed. And I was going out DMing every show owner, like, did you get paid? Have you gotten paid? And no, everybody's like, nope, not yet. Nope, not yet. And people were just cool with it. They were just,
I don't understand it. We had one dude from a different show on. I think it was a Lakers, like a Laker oriented type of deal on the Almighty Ballers Network, but we had them on, and before we went on, we were like, yo, just be real with us, have you been paid yet? He was like, oh nah, I forgot how long he did it. I want to say he said, I've been doing it for like 5 months and I ain't get paid yet. We was like, what the fuck? And that's when the downfall for us started. It was like 5 months. We were like 3 months in by the time. He said 5 months, and he was just like, he was content with not being paid.
Y'all know Dave DeFore?
He's
big into NBA. Like, he works for the Athletic now. At that time, he was with Almighty Baller. He's one of the people I DM'd. I was like, "Have you got paid yet?" He said, "I don't think we've gotten a single payment. Honestly, I have never thought about it." How do you not think about getting paid for your work?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I forgot who I heard it from, but I think someone told me like some people just stuck with Almighty Ballers just because like they didn't care. Like,
asked him how long he'd been signed. He said, we joined last year. He went a whole year without getting paid and didn't think about
that.
That's so crazy. Now he's with the Athletics, though. So shout out to him.
Shout out to him.
Went glow up.
Because I honestly, at the time, wasn't worried about it too much. Because with Playmakers, what they did with us was, I think the first 1 month or two you signed with them, they're like, all right, we got to collect all the revenue reports. And then we'll give it out like a little delayed. But I was like, yeah, they've been cool with it every single month. So I'm like, all right, maybe this is like a similar thing. And I think maybe SEC was under that impression too, because he's with Playmakers too. So maybe we were like, all right, this is like the normal, I guess, in the community and shit. But nah, bro.
Not over here.
AdSense boys were like, nah.
I knew for SEC and Bezos, because that's when SEC was really starting to pop off and he was starting to take off in his own thing. Bezos had his thing going. And I was just like, yo, my boys is eating, so they're not worried about the money. I got a job. And my whole dream is like, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an NBA analyst. I wanted to be the next Stephen A. That was my goal. So if I can get on the platform, talk my BS about basketball and shout my Nick Wright, LeBron bias stands, I was happy. Like, I was getting fucking 10 subscribers an episode. That was lovely to me. I was happy with that. Yes, I wanted to check, but it was like, I was just happy living out what I wanted to do. I could just come on, talk with some dudes I was cool with, and talk to shit a lot of people, because we was, I don't know how, but we was pulling in a lot of goddamn numbers through that thing. So I was happy with that, and I wasn't really thinking about getting paid the first 2 months. But once bro said, I remember vividly, once he said, yeah, man, it was like it's been like 3 months. It's been like 5 months. We ain't been paid. I was worried. Jesus I was like, Christ. Shit, nigga, I worried for you. What the hell you mean you ain't worried? Wait a minute. And then we had that conversation, and that's when kind of stuff started to slow down. We started slowing up on the uploads because we were like, bro, if y'all not going to pay us, we're not going to work. Yeah. Like, right. That's and
we,
how this
we
works.
Also had, we also had scheduling problems.
Scheduling issues, yeah. Everybody's I think schedule that was wild.
Yeah, because I think that was the summer before I was going into college. So I was like, yo, I don't... Mm-hmm. Like they're forcing me to have a roommate.
And, SDC had just moved, right? So SDC either just moved or was planning to move with his girl. So he had that to deal with. And I was just there for the ride. So I was like, no, you guys can't do it? No, okay. That's great. All right.
Let me tell you, with how freshman year went for me, we couldn't do that podcast, bro. Like, my roommate was a party animal, bro.
Freshman souls was a different animal.
Fresh souls? Fresh souls?
We don't talk about that, bro.
Listen, I see why you ain't want to do the podcast no more. He had no damn time. My man, B-Souls was living his best life his freshman year.
I had a semester of fun, bro. But, you know, we lowered
sure
it down.
Sure wasn't a year of fun?
Maybe two semesters, but, you know.
That one was a party animal. I seen a new side of B-Souls. Agnes started to clear up.
I didn't even know about that time.
Until that year.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, yo.
The Agnes started to clear up. That boy was like, I'm out the house. A YouTube video. What?
Man didn't have parental supervision and just went crazy.
Like, I got Gen Eds. Taking English. Yeah, but we've grown since then.
I'm just glad the damn Almighty Baller story is the same for everybody and they fucked everybody out of. Well, not the same for everybody because we ain't getting no 4K. I think that 4K would have made us stick around a little longer, but we didn't get that one. But we didn't press him like y'all did though. We wasn't.
Nah, we were on it, bro. I was.
We didn't start
was
pressing to the end.
Daily.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think we pressed until Low hit us up.
Yeah, we didn't press until Low said something.
I think Lo got hit up from Kenny. If I believe, I'm not too sure.
I'm
but.
Telling you, I was DMing everybody that had a show. Like, have you got paid? Not a single person said yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's pretty much it for the topics this week, man. Y'all got anything else to bring
nah,
up?
Nah, man. I got my negative question out the way. I got my two good questions out the way. I'm good.
I got one last question. Who would you I know you said you don't like to do collabs, but who would you do a collab though with?
I don't know.
Like, if there was a gun to your head and you had to do a collab,
like, I know you a vegan and you don't eat meat. I know you a vegan and you don't eat meat, but if you had to eat meat,
you're vegan?
Yo, Justin,
okay, better yet, or better yet, who are your top three favorite NBA YouTubers?
There you go.
Okay.
He said they were your favorite.
2K YouTubers. Regular NBA. Or both?
Are we just talking about like the whole community in general?
Yeah.
I really mess with Agent's videos. I mean, I don't get around to watching a ton of YouTube, but I do enjoy Agent's videos. I'm looking at my sub box just trying to see who am I even subscribed to.
He going to recent videos like, who did I watch last? I just don't
get around to watching that in many videos as like you would think a YouTuber would be watching. If anything, I keep up with people's numbers more than anything.
That's you a know fact, what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. How much people
sometimes I just watch videos to look at what they're doing.
Exactly. That's how I spend most of my time. If I'm going on YouTube, it's probably not actually to watch, but just to see how much people are growing and is how people other videos are doing. Cause it's like, again, it's not really a competition, but I do want to see what's working in the community.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
It's like film room. It's like film room. You're in there to study the game.
So that I can't answer your question. I don't even know.
Okay.
That's a way better answer than what Rusty gave. That's
what did Rusty say?
That man, Rusty said, yeah, man. I like, who did he say? He said, "Funky Diabetic."
I like B-Souls. I like Legend of Winning.
Not even that. He said, I forgot who he said. But he said, who's your three favorite YouTubers? He's like, I'm just going to give two random ones. I forgot he said. He's like, yeah, I like Funky Diabetic. I'm like, Low. And yeah, there's no cut. And we just sitting there like, we were sitting there like, man, it's not like B-Souls isn't here. Like, he didn't actually come on. Like,
I'm talking shit about my boy Rusty. I'm his number one fan.
Nah, Rusty's my guy, bro. Yeah. Rusty followed me on Twitter. I felt honored, but
Justin, the biggest NBA head here, bro.
Yeah.
I don't know about the knowledge he has.
Y'all just wait till we get to our
Justin had the best question you had.
I don't know, bro.
Our last topic. I got a question.
Oh, okay.
For Kendrick.
All right. Oh, Lord.
On NBA related. These thumbnails be looking pretty clean.
Thank you.
But how?
I didn't know that was a question.
But how do you get those teeth so white? God,
it's lighting, bro. The light is about just.
Your teeth are mad white, though. I'll be peeping.
They're white
that.
As hell.
But I don't think my teeth are any whiter than
what do you
normal
do?
Person. I'm
dude,
telling you,
stop.
It's just my lighting. It's
that's
just
cap.
My lighting.
No.
The lighting hit perfect.
Do you brush 4 times a day? Oh, it's a mosquito. Do you brush 4 times a day?
Just two. You know what I'm saying? Just two.
What do you use?
We got
Justin,
one with
I hate
the,
you
with
so
the
much.
Normal Crest. And we got one with that with the activated charcoal mix.
He's capping.
Oh, that hello?
So you got two toothpaste. Okay.
Yeah.
That's special.
Okay.
Most people just get the cheapest Colgate and
you
know,
so
call
you
it a day.
Say, do you
yeah,
do charcoal in the morning and then regular
dollar,
in the afternoon, or do you both at once?
No, they're both at this like the same time. So both in the morning and both at night.
So you put the Crest and then you put sprinkle some charcoal on top?
Charcoal first, then the Crest. Because the charcoal leave the teeth somewhat black, so you got to put the Crest over it.
So you brush your teeth 4 times. You brush it twice in the morning.
Oh, I guess technically, but it's still just one time brushing, right? Mm-hmm. Y'all never double dip on the toothpaste?
No.
We only put one thing on the toothpaste, we done?
That's why your teeth so white, man. You doing what not. You putting the extra work
see?
In.
He putting
in
the extra
work.
If I didn't grill them like that, we never would have got the answer. That's what I'm saying.
Badass.
I can guarantee
you really grilled him.
So it's charcoal Crest. Charcoal Crest every day, consistent.
Yeah,
you got
your notepad
up? That's how you get those pearly white thumbnails.
But again,
I heard strawberries helps your teeth too.
It's just
strawberries.
Yeah,
we're talking about teeth care.
Squeeze strawberries and mix it together.
Hey man, hey, Kenny, thank you for coming on, man.
I've been a huge fan.
For dealing with all our bullshit.
Thank you. Oh my
but
god.
When Kenny
so
joined
crazy.
The Zoom, this man Justin was watching his first heavy, first
that's,
ever read those
that's
videos,
not true. That's, oh,
and Kenny was just like, "Yo, is he watching my video?"
I didn't know he was in the Zoom. I was watching this.
That's why I texted you, bro. Yo,
but B-Souls, you get that too, right? Where like you can't just the idea of somebody else watching your video just kind of it's just a bit weird. You just get a weird feeling, especially like if you hear it in the background. It's just you know what I'm saying? Nobody likes their own voice. It's
bro,
just,
I think a couple of days ago, my fam was just put up one of my videos as a joke, and that should have went to my room. Like, yo, I'm out. Like,
who
no questions asked.
The Instagram videos. Is that Wordu?
It's Wordu. Yeah.
I have never watched I can't. I've never watched a single one.
I'm surprised because that last one you put up, you were gold. Listen,
I was
that clip
it?
With Rusty, I died. Because listen, Kenny, if you think that was awkward with him watching one of your first videos when you got here, this man legit on podcast too, not before, not after, not with the cameras off, live on air, told this man, oh yeah, you know, I've seen like 4 or 5 of your videos, the good ones. proceeded to name the ones, right? And this man was like, wait. Those are my worst videos.
That shit took me out, bro.
Those are the good ones. I died.
When you think your worst videos and your number one fan loves them, that's how you know you're making it. Your number
when
one fan.
It was the timing of it. It was the timing of it.
When someone who's never watched
when I said your best ones, what I meant was like out of the four I watched, your best ones were these. Like that's what I meant.
He said,
but the way
I've
I said
four
it.
Or five of your videos, the good ones.
The good.
And that man Rusty was like, wait, which ones? Oh, the what will we do next video? Or what should they do next?
He's like,
whatever
he's like,
it was.
The 2K talks? Those are trash.
He said, those are trash videos. He was like, yeah, I know. The good ones. I was like, bro, you can't that's do this to these people, man.
No, but he came through with his promise. He did the Cavs rebuild video.
He was already going to do that.
He was going to do that.
Go and,
I told you.
Go and watch it. I special requested a video from him, and he made it just for me, his number one fan. You know.
And you were the first comment on that video, too. I give you that one.
You really were. You really was were. Really?
Yes, he had the notifications on just for it. I want to say he put up a day late just to see if Justin was really a fan,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
he said he was dropping Wednesday. He dropped a Thursday. He's testing him.
Keep me on my toes, you know?
That is.
Oh, man, right. That's funny.
All one right, last man. Question, Kenny. One last question.
Oh, God. All right, Rachel Nichols.
What team or what player do you think will surprise us in the NBA bubble? So it'll be a team and a player.
Wait, this question is just for Kenny? I thought we were all answering this one. I went and actually did my research, goddamn. For once.
I don't know if... I think that the Raptors are a lot better than what we probably see them as. We think about where they were last year and them losing one of the best players in the game, one of the best glue guys. You would expect them to not be as good, but they've been as good, if not better. The only problem is that, like, I don't know who I trust in those situations where we need a bucket. Like, it was basically give it to Kawhi and he'll make things work. Yeah. Pascal has been all right in that this season, but he ain't been great, especially in the second half. But I do think that, like, they could make a run to the conference finals. And, I wouldn't be super surprised if they won the East. That's just how good of a team they are, especially since everybody on their team traveled. You know what I'm saying? They didn't have anybody sit out. And they're healthy for the first time of the season. They've been dealing with so many injuries. Mm-hmm. Player, though? Mikal Bridges, bro. And, again, that's the homie. But he's going to be starting, basically, because Kelly Oubre's out. Kelly Oubre's out with his injury. So Mikal's probably going to slide in the starting lineup. And Mikal is an elite defender. He's an elite defender on a team that doesn't get much like TV time. So I think people are going to be impressed with his defense when he actually is on the big screen.
Okay. Bangs with that pick. Philly's going to regret trading him. Don't see why Philly traded him.
Was the draft day. He was super happy to be in Philly too, right?
He was going back home because he went to Villanova, right? He went to Villanova.
And his mom works for the 76ers, right?
For the 76ers. She's staff. And he was sitting there with the biggest smile on his face. They came up with that son's hat, like, hey, son, welcome to the business. Like, he was like, pulled a Steve Francis.
I forgot. What did they even trade him for?
Probably cash considerations, knowing them. I don't know. Cash so they can sign that dumb contract to get Horford. I don't know.
It's going to bother me if I don't look it up.
For real. Yeah, I just want to point out, a few weeks ago, I was saying the Raptors were going to do some numbers in the playoffs, and y'all were clowning me.
You were.
Now Kenny comes on to Big Shot. I agree with you. Yeah,
he definitely said Raptors. Raptors, Rockets. He did.
Okay. I'll give you that.
First of all,
the Rockets though. Okay. Harden, Corona, Westbrook.
No, I said the Rockets were going to be the most entertaining because everyone hates them.
I'm a fanboy, so I can't debunk it. I can't really go out want
to
go.
James Harden, people love to hate James Harden. People,
I thought you were talking about the Rockets. Hate that Rockets team, though.
No, not the Rockets.
I am talking about the Rockets.
I thought you were talking about the Raptors.
No, too many.
People love to hate James Harden because of how he plays.
That's what I'm saying. Entertainment, they love to hate.
Nothing is entertaining about watching somebody shoot 20 free throws. Stop it. Nothing is entertaining about that.
You haven't seen his handles?
He said that in a game too. Someone said that to him and he said, then stop fouling or something like that. What did he say?
No. I remember it was a Drew League game and somebody in the crowd did exactly what I would do if I seen James Harden in the Drew League game and he was in shouting range. It was like, stop all that damn flopping. It's not the NBA or something. And he turned to him and was like, well, stop fucking fouling. They got to foul me. I'm like, look, if you grab his arm, is that really a foul on him?
He said no one wants to see free throws, and then he clapped back, no one wants to see fouls either. I think that's what it was.
I remember that. Exactly what it was. Which is true. No one wants to see fouls.
Gotta give it to him.
But no one wants to see you grab someone's fouls, arm. Bro.
Honestly, yeah, Draymond Green's fouls are entertaining.
Entertaining? When you get kicked in the balls?
I'm about to say, getting kicked in the nuts is it's more entertaining than seeing Harden grab somebody, yeah.
I love the energy he brings.
That negative energy, love
negative
it.
Negative energy,
love it so much.
Crazy.
Explain this. Is Justin just not an NBA fan, or I don't?
I'm an NBA fan.
Okay.
No, I got a huge YouTube channel.
Because I did research for the first time. I was like, okay.
Justin's been my friend since high school.
Yeah. Okay,
he's a high school.
From my knowledge, is like a casual fan amongst a bunch of diehard.
Yeah, I just know
I'm
for
a fan, but I'm not.
He's entertaining.
I'm not a 3 million subscriber YouTuber. Like, I watch the games.
Yeah, it's a casual fan amongst a bunch of diehard fans. That's all.
But my takes are always the best.
It's fun to mess with them.
Look, man, I just wanted to build a cast that I know for a fact will entertain people, whatever the fuck they say.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
That's a fact.
Keep a smile on.
Shout out Flight. Shout out Flight, bro.
Man, I will say this every time I get a chance to say about Flight. I've never known someone who can make losing entertaining to people.
Yep.
Most crazy. If you would have told me 5 years ago, look, there would be a lane on YouTube for one person to just lose, and he will outgrow everybody in the community.
And people make videos about him.
And people will watch him lose, talk about him losing, play him, and then watch them play him. Or, which kills me, this is what kills me.
He gets respect for losing too, because he'd be losing the game, and the other guy would be like, all right, man, appreciate you for doing this video with me.
Yeah, good game, Flight, man. I'm glad I stomped you out 13-2, even though I let you get those two.
You played your heart out, man.
But no, what kills me, Flight will have a game, then Cash will react to it, then Flight will react to Cash reacting to it, then Cash will react to Flight reacting to Cash.
And then Crispy will
and then Crispy will pull the best thing in the world and just sit there like
he don't do that bad. But he's gotten that fourth level of reaction.
He's just giving a third party commentary, just sitting there like, oh yeah, Cash really did do that. He said that. Oh, I wonder what Flight's rebuttal is gonna be. Oh, okay, that's great. Oh, okay. I don't care what no one says, Crispy. Your reaction's gotta come on, man. Come on, bro.
He said that's constructive criticism.
You at least gotta pause and cut some stuff up if you're gonna do this. Like you legit are worse than some of the OG reactors.
Oh,
bro.
My
like,
oh
man.
Oh man.
All right, man.
Crispy actually reacts.
Let's wrap it up, Bisa. Let's wrap it up like a condom. Let's go.
We're running out of airtime, bro.
Your boy gotta go.
I got too negative. I'm sorry.
I had no idea. I didn't know he reacted to a lot of my videos too.
No one knows he reacts to their videos until they find out.
Huh.
You know what you should do in your off time, Kenny?
Watch the video right now.
Watch it and then see how often he pauses or adds to the video. And if listen. If you think I'm crazy, I'm crazy. But if not, drop a follow on Twitter. That's all I'm saying. If I'm right, drop a follow on Twitter. Right. That's it.
Cheap plug, head ass.
Hey, look
man, Dom Reynolds being a Draymond. I'm Steph Curry. I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I'm running through the screens,
because,
you know what I'm saying? Running around the screens.
I told Bezos about Crispy reacting to his videos. Bezos was like, what? Really? Looked at it and was like, so he just watched my top 50 players video and didn't add anything? He just watched it? Nah, let me stop. Crispy, you're the guy, bro. You're the guy, Crispy.
Chill, bro. All right, let's wrap this up.
Let's
go. Who's your sleeper?
My sleeper?
Yeah.
It might be Grant Williams off the bench defensively.
He had to keep it home. He had to keep it home with the Celtics.
Honestly, didn't do too
much. My sleeper is Kyle Kuzma.
You're bugging, man. My sleeper is the GOAT, the headband himself, Alex Caruso, baby. Caruso game. Showing out.
He might be starting point guard.
Yeah.
He might be starting.
No.
Hey, Caruso does look nice, though. Caruso does look nice.
I remember when I first saw him in the Summer League, me and the Discord were calling him. Summer League Manu Ginobili, bro.
Y'all was calling Summer League Manu Ginobili. Y'all called Kuzma Ben Simmons with tattoos. Is that what it was? That's what y'all called Ben Simmons at first. That's what y'all called Kuzma at first. Ben Simmons with tattoos. Good old days.
All right, Caruso, man. Caruso, baby. Kenny, thank you again for hopping on. Keeping it a thou with the people, bro. Appreciate you taking time out of your day to hop on here. But you got anything to say to the people, man?
No, but this was fun. We were able to keep it a buck, which is always the greatest. And I appreciate y'all inviting me.
All right.
Anytime.
Man.
You're welcome.
Anytime you feel like coming
and just, you know, keeping it unfiltered. Just know we're here to keep it a buck with you.
It's a safe place.
This is a safe space.
A safe space.
Trying to be the shade room of the NBA. We're going to be the shade room of the NBA community.
We're about to be the red table talk of the NBA community, bro. I'm telling you. About to get a lot of entanglements.
So entanglements with Jokic.
All right, Dom. Say goodbye to the people, man.
All right, people. It's been your mom's favorite midnight snack. I'm glad y'all came out and enjoyed. Follow me on Twitter at Dom Church. Do I
your mom's favorite midnight snack?
Come on, man.
Your mom's.
It gets me every time.
Let him plug. Let him plug, bro. Let him plug.
I just want to plug the Twitter at Dom Church on Twitter. Best hot takes in the world. That's it. Have a good night.
That's it.
Or day. Whenever y'all decide to watch this.
Let's hear all the handles, Wordu.
Here we go.
Go ahead, bro. He's not even going to do it this time.
Here we go. Go ahead.
Follow me on SoundCloud, Alex Wardu. Money on the Road video out now. Go peep that.
That's a fact. We're going to react to it next week. We're going to react to it.
Oh, don't do that. No.
Okay,
yes,
fine.
We are.
Too bad. We're going to keep going?
Go ahead. Keep going.
Add me on Snapchat, CEO Chief Ski. Add me on Twitter, at Wordy the Dude. Add me on Instagram, at Wordy the Dude. And that's it.
Oh, you stopping at five?
Yeah.
You said you ran out of fingers, bro. All right, Justin, say goodbye to the people, man.
GG, everyone.
GG's, boys.
This week, we're going to be in double digits next week with number 10, and we're going to react to Wordy's video.
You almost forgot what episode we're on.
No, we can react to it.
All right, man.
Justin about to come back next week and be like, episode 9.5, guys.
I don't know. I told you, double digits are scary.
Scary. All right, man. Thank y'all for hopping on. Thank you again for Kenny for showing out. Peace out, bro.